Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking in flight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got a wonderful, wonderful program for you today. Thank you so much. It's Thursday. I got a list of about 5,000 things that Biden has condemned, tragedies in the U.S., and I'm hoping that Trump comes out and condemns all these things. Because, yeah, I guess Biden came out, he's condemned the Trail of Tears, the War of 1812, the Oklahoma City bombing, the Boston bombing. He's condemned them all. He wants Trump to condemn them.
Are you serious?
But no. That's...
I'm going to ask. If you want to talk about this later, go ahead and tell me. But did you see Chris Wallace trying to clean up his mess? From Tuesday, today,
mm-hmm.
He blamed, it's all Trump's fault. Trump started the Trump started the interruptions, which wasn't true, and Trump interrupted more than what Biden and him did, which isn't true. But, yeah, it's all Trump's fault.
I want to get into that. I want to get into the press conference today. I want to get into all kinds of stuff because Biden made all these claims that were false that are actually true so much. I want to get into Kyle Ritterhouse, and he's threatening to sue the former Vice President Joe Biden.
Did you see that?
I want to get into some sour diesel and some other stuff with CBD and cannabis. It's really, really good. And some Manchester United news or no news, who knows. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is a joke, but I'm serious. But I was waiting at that debate for them to say, okay, well, Biden came out and Biden's, he's condemned the Trail of Tears, the War of 1812, the Oklahoma City bombing, Katrina, all the hurricanes, slavery, segregation, the Heaven's Gate cult. He's come out. He's condemned it. Has Trump, the Atlantic City bombing, the Challenger explosion. He has condemned it all. Has Trump? Where's Trump? I want to see him. Oh, can you believe it? There's 100 things. There's 100 million things that here's a whole list. We got Biden saying he's condemned all these things. It took him 29 hours. Will Trump do the same? Is Trump a racist because he won't condemn the Trail of Tears? No, Trump's trying to run a country instead of this circus that, Ringling Brothers unfortunately no longer exists. I guess those clowns ended up in D.C. But Biden got the nomination by saying, oh, I'll support defunding the police and the Green New Deal and all this socialist left stuff. But at that debate, I don't support the Green New Deal. I've never supported it. I support law enforcement. I've never wanted to defend law. What are you talking about? That's a lie. Trump, you're lying when you say that I support the law enforcement. I've never wanted to defund it. I've always supported being against the Green New Deal. You're a liar. Chris Wallace, my boyfriend, are you going to help me out here?
Did you know he's a registered Democrat?
Wallace?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. See, this is what I'm going to get to. That's what I want to get to. Chris Wallace was used because he's basically a liberal at Fox News. Well, you, man, see.
I thought he was, but I wasn't.
He is. And that's the whole point, because then they, well, hey, this is, we have a fair debate squad, because your Republican Fox News, we had someone from there as a moderator, so you can't complain, even though the person they picked was a liberal. But they're going to say, well, let me see here now. We had a fair debate moderator because we had a conservative news network. Besides Tucker Carlson, Fox News is so liberal anymore, it's not funny. Folks, I don't get paid to say this. I don't get paid by anybody. But it was like 30 minutes before the Trump thing, I got a message saying the Trump rally in 30 minutes on Fox News. Okay, Right Side Broadcasting's been there how long? Like 4 hours they've been live? And they have all the speakers like Mike Lindell and governors and senators. But that's my point. In half an hour, we'll be live. We'll be live in a half an hour, one half an hour, for the Trump rally that's going on. It's had like six speakers. Mike Lindell is so amazing, that man, and when he's, I want to see if I can get his book on tape and the book so I can read and follow along. I want to get that book because, I mean, it's just an amazing story. I mean, Kaylee Thompson is someone that whenever I'm down, every photo she's smiling. And you sit there and you say, if someone had back surgery to correct a 120-degree curve, it's in a wheelchair, and all that, can smile, what's stopping me from being happy? What's stopping me from spreading that? She spreads that joy to me, and I spread that joy. Like me and my wife just felt led, actually, you know, to get a Radio Flyer bike for our pastor's son. And to see the love in that kid's eyes. You know, when we do this, when we do the Christmas stuff, it's about the nieces and nephews and seeing them on cloud nine with the stuff that they get, you know, and seeing what she, you know, I was like on cloud nine with all that. But that's where we're at, you know, in this world. You know, I got flack, and I did a response video because I got major flack because I'm going to read the post verbatim because I've had people give me, and I just want to, and I did a post to clear the record straight. You know, I did a video. But are people that retarded that believe that President Trump in his entire life has never once been against racism or denounced it ever? This anti-American media of people like Chris Wallace make me sick. Sounds like when Joe Biden said he denounced the riots in 96, after 96 days, and asked if Trump will. Trump has tried to stop them since day one, but the Democratic governors and mayors are just letting them happen and not doing anything about it. And I got flack for that one. Because I use the term retarded, which obviously means that I'm talking about people with developmental disabilities, not stupid people that will eat a Tide Pod. and take Era laundry detergent and pour it into a glass and drink it like it's blue Powerade. It refers to stupid people like the guy in Kalamazoo that he went to play the knockout game and the guy didn't get knocked out because he shot back. And when he went to Borges to get treated, that's how they arrested him. That's how they found out about him. Guess what? We were bored. You tried to knock someone completely unconscious because you were bored. What is wrong with this society? I don't have any issues. This is about stupid, dumbass people. Excuse my French. This is not referring to developmentally disabled people. I'll probably have to have a pardon if someone disrespects someone with Down syndrome. Because game on. I better not be carrying because I'll be asking for the Lord to help me educate that person. All lives matter. But they used a liberal like Chris Wallace so that they could, it's fair. You had Fox News as a moderator. Well, then why don't you get Tucker Carlson from Fox News to moderate instead of some liberal? Why don't you get Joe Rogan? He hates them both. He doesn't really like either party. He'd be awesome. Biden, just because I'm going off on Trump right now, sit down. You're next. I will give you crap next. You ain't off the hook. You ain't no better. Shut up and sit down. He'd have been perfect. Because he would have been biased to nobody. He'd have made fun of Trump for things he did and Biden things he did. If there's things he liked about, he'd say, hey, Biden, you did this. He would call it like he seen it. Nope. And he tried to do it, I guess, from what I heard. But remember that personal paycheck protection that Trump did? Yep. But Trump did do nothing to help the small businesses. The government did nothing to help the small businesses because, you know, how can a small business stay open? They can't. Small businesses have to close. But Walmart and Meijer and Target and Lowe's and Home Depot, they have to stay open. Your mom-pa store is not essential. Walmart is. You can't use money. Use a traceable card. Now they're having to like, okay, now the people aren't buying this pandemic. I mean, I posted a picture on this. This is what it's okay. Just for the parents out there. Unless you get like an actual like an N95 mask or a very high surgical mask, hospital grade mask, most masks you're gonna get for your little girl that has unicorns on it or rainbows or hearts or whatever that she's going to trade with someone because eventually someone's going to have a cooler mask and they're going to share them, you know, you're going to have this on the back. One size fits most. Sewn and printed in the United States. Masks of Honor was born from Rags of Honor, which employ veterans and provides support to homeless and at-risk veterans. Thank God for this, at least with these ones. Rags of Honor pays a living wage, offers continuing education and training to help our veterans reintegrate into civilian life after serving our country. No medical grade, no warranty that this mask prevents infection or transmission of viruses. Basically, it's pointless and useless for a pandemic like this. Machine wash and dry before first use and routinely depending on frequency of use. Not intended for children. So if you got kids and you're buying these masks so that they can have them to wear, and if you get those disposable masks, those surgical ones, I've seen some that say every 4 hours you need to change your mask. So you should be washing it every day. But why wear them anyways? Because they're not designed for infectious disease control. But guess what, folks? Guess what? Put on that mask that's not designed for infectious disease control. Trump's trying to actually do something with this country to make it better, and all you have is Biden coming out there. Well, the Biden campaign came out and demanded that Trump, again for the 100th time, denounce the Trail of Tears, the War of 1812, World War I and II, Vietnam, the Korean War, Oklahoma City bombings, Boston bombings, Civil War, slavery, segregation, Heaven's Gate cult, and the Atlanta Olympic bombings. So far, the Trump campaign has refused to come out and denounce all this, so that means he supports everything that's happened. And ever since that first debate, no one is now voting for Trump. Everyone's going to support Biden. Biden now has a 1,000,000% lead. The Vegas oddsmakers have Biden now winning every state and every voter. Though he still gets only two people at his rallies, and Trump pack them in beyond belief. Just remember, folks, Hillary Clinton was going to win in a landslide. That's right. Yes, she was. She was going to win in a landslide, 100%. Trump wasn't going to win one state. The LAPD, one of the high-ranking members of the LAPD, this is scary, rank and file are pissed because LAPD cops dismayed after chief mayor promoted anti-police Lakers.
Wait a minute, repeat that?
The chief of police for the LAPD is promoting the anti-police Lakers.
Oh, wow. Could have been better if we would have had the other stuff, you know?
Some stuff.
And we go.
But anyways, anti-police Lakers. He promotes them, and the people are pissed. Well, I'm a cop, and I'm going to support the anti-cop organization, HaveNoCopsNow.org.
Have you seen, though, where the defund the police, is it Seattle or is it Minnesota where it started?
It was in Minnesota.
Okay. That mayor and the people who started it, you know, who first is now regretting their decision. I got the corona.
I'm infected.
But yeah, they're regretting the call for defunding the police.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what happens. These kids are going to get this communism they want, and then they're going to realize, oh, I didn't think it meant that.
You yourself into it. You have to have a war to get out of it.
Yeah. And since they're going to actually take your guns from you so you can't defend yourself, I'm just saying, good luck on that one, folks. About 40 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I mean, Biden has basically gotten the nomination because he said he would support the Green New Deal. He end fracking. I'm not going to end fracking. He's going to do everything he said that he's denouncing now. He is. Everything he's denouncing now, he's going to defund the police. He's going to sit there and support the Green New Deal.
He's not going to be in charge.
Oh, I know.
He has no mental capacity
whatsoever
to be in charge.
Like I told my wife, I said, with Fred Talk Broadcasting, someone needs to get a close-up picture of Joe Biden. Because I guarantee you they're going to have an earpiece, a wire, something, so they can give him answers. And there's photos that basically show just that. That he had wires. And it's one of those, if that was Trump, they would believe it 1,000,000%. But if it's Biden, that's not real. You actually believe that's doctored. That's Photoshop. Whatever. That's CGI. Whatever. That's a lie. You just don't want Biden to become president to make America great. Whatever. I was expecting for Kelly McEnany to come out and be like, yes, we just had a briefing with President Trump, and he's denied all these things. Will Biden come out and deny these? I mean, because she repeated every time that Trump has denounced the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, he's passed laws to make like any lynching a hate crime and all this stuff, and
it's
you're just
never enough. What else did? What did they want? What do they? I mean, if he has to mouth the words, he says the words. Well, that be enough.
Yeah. What? When you say denounce, what does that mean? Because if this is not denouncing, then what is your definition? Why don't you like this to Joe? Oh yeah, why don't you like this to Joe Biden? Because Joe's not on the campaign trail. She is. He's not doing rally. He's not doing anything. They're doing everything they can to prep. He's a Hillary Clinton. He's nowhere to be seen. Everything that he stood for with this Green New Deal and defunding the police. Hey, buddy, I don't work for you. I don't work for you, pal. All the stuff that he claimed to be in support of. Now, I don't support that. I've never supported that. I've never supported the Green New Deal. I've never supported, okay, whatever. I never did any of this stuff. But now, I never called members of the military stupid bastards, even though there's video. All right, clap, you stupid bastards. And then you have people that come out like, that's a stretch. Yeah, if that was Trump, that would be 24/7, 365, nothing but that clip played over and over again. Makes me sick. But the debates are fair because they had Fox News, so it wasn't all liberal. Yeah, it is. Chris Wallace is freaking liberal. I like Right Side Broadcasting, real broadcast. Okay, folks, President Trump is expected to arrive in like 17 days, but we're going to be here. There's already people waiting outside. I mean, seriously, they're there like 5 hours before the rally, showing all the people, showing you everything, showing you every speaker, everybody, not just bits and pieces of the rally that they want you to hear. It goes back to, no matter what, it don't matter. No matter what you show liberals that Trump said this about Biden and it's true, no matter what Trump comes out with, It's they don't care. I've talked to a guy one time. He goes, I need your help, if I can even get help. And I said, okay, what's going on? You know, and they're like this. When you take every piece of documentation and you throw it in their face and you say, okay, this is your price for the gallon of gas. It's gone up. This is your price for your electric, it's gone up. Your gas has gone up. Your mortgage has gone up. Your prescriptions have gone. You got the same prescriptions, same insurance, but everything's gone up and up. Under Obama, everything has gone up. Well, Obama's great, whatever. La la la. I don't want to hear it. La la la. How do I reach people that are never going to believe you, no matter what you show them? Well, yeah, I know Biden raped 75 little girls, but hey, I can't take Trump. Sorry. They have no plan. Biden's gone from this person that's this radical leftist to denouncing everything. They don't have any agenda. That's why they just got to sit there and come out with, I'm just waiting for the next thing, because the Democrats are going to come up with something else that they're going to say Joe Biden has denounced, and Trump, will he denounce this? Will he denounce that? They're going to keep the, because they have nothing. They got a waste of space candidate. And I urge you to watch that presidential debate again, but do me a favor, turn the volume off and just stare and look at Biden, and just look at him where his eye, there's like a period, like 5 or 10 minutes where his eyes are, he's like blinking his eyes like repetitively. There's times where he has this like weird, like creepy fake, like I just ate two brownies and I'm high and I'm trying to pretend like I'm not and trying to hold it together. He's like this really fake, makes no sense smile. He was laughing a lot. Like someone that's like, okay, I should have only had 5 milligrams, not 10, and I'm got the giggles. Almost like someone that's severely depressed that has that like really, really laughs all the time. I just would love to know, and I think they do. I think the liberals get their jollies out of, they know that we're right, but they just want to keep pushing. That's what I mean, I don't, do these kids really, when you have videos from 3 years ago where kids are like, communism will come here, we will, do they really know what they're saying? Do they really know what that means?
No.
They don't.
They don't.
It's just like those kids that, like, they were marching in New York against Trump's banning of people and coming into the cities and vetting. And you sit there and you go, wait a minute here, folks. Hold the gravy train. Hold the gravy train. And when you talk to them, wait a minute. Oh, I support vetting. Well, that's what you're out here marching against. This is how bad it is. Former Twitter CEO Dick Costello recently tweeted that Me First Capitalist, who disagrees with injecting political activism into their workplaces, will be the first people lined up against the wall and shot in the revolution. Me First Capitalists, who disagree with injecting political activism into their workplaces, will be the first people lined up against the wall and shot in the revolution? Are you kidding me? I read it twice so that you guys understand this was, he actually said this. Like, I can't believe that people want freedom. I can't believe that people want to, I can't believe that people want to have, that people think that a government has to have you disarmed so that they can, if you need to govern people, you need to have us disarmed, then I don't want to live there. You don't have to own a gun, but people should be allowed to have them to protect themselves from people like Nancy Pelosi. It's amazing how all these people that are billionaires want to have socialism in here. Well, if he likes socialism so much, why doesn't he redistribute some of his billions? Maybe take in the homeless.
Okay, after that, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Tom Hanks, Oprah, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, they could make America rich again.
Yeah.
By giving, do you know that they have billions and billions and billions of dollars?
Oh, they could have, they combined.
You know they could give everybody like $3 million and not affect them whatsoever in the U.S.
Well, there's five heirs to Walmart that are billionaires. They could offer $17 an hour at Walmart and it wouldn't even dent their profits.
But yet, because we want to be free, we're the evil ones.
Yep. I'm going to ask you for the 100th time, okay? Is Trump going to come out and condemn this crap? No, you didn't. Trump didn't condemn it yet. Don't go to someone else. I'm not done. I need my attention. I'm an attention seeker. Why won't you eat? I'm so sick and tired of this press and the way they... that's why I love Kelly McEnany, because she's shoving it right back in their face. She should have. After the start to the press conference, and he kept pushing that, if this is how you're going to act, this press conference is over. Goodbye. It's sad. But no matter what, you have a viewpoint. You have the right to express your views. And I get that. But know what you stand for. Know what you stand for. Don't sit there and... If you're against the wall now, but you're against the wall and Democrats wanted it, then you're consistent. If the national debt matters now, but it mattered under Obama, then... Why don't some of these billionaires pitch in money to take down the national debt? Why don't Oprah Winfrey fork over some of her money? Why don't she redistribute? Why doesn't Obama redistribute the wealth? I'm just saying, folks. That's how it is in this country. They have no plan. Oh, wow. They're making up all kinds of crap. This notion that, like, well, after this debate, Trump has no supporters, everyone's leaving, Biden has so much... I'm so tired of this. Why don't you ask Biden what he's going to do when he loses? I feel sorry for those kids on 2016 that were bought into this crap that Hillary Clinton's never going to lose. In a way, I feel, because they were duped and they were lied to. And they're still being lied to today. And this will prove my point. Because if they really followed the campaign at all, and what Hillary Clinton said about how you can't collude, you can't hack, you can't, because all this stuff that she claimed, Hillary Clinton outright said it in public. You can't do any of this stuff so that when Trump loses and he claims it, we hacked the election and it was rigged and there was all this stuff done. That you can't do that. You can't do that. As soon as she loses, we can't get, dude, they're going to kill us. We got to do something. 30! Yeah, there was meddling in the elections. It was hacked, it was rigged, it was collusion. Everything that Hillary Clinton said, you could never do so that when Trump loses, he's going to claim all this stuff happened, but you can't hack an election. You can't rig it. You can't do any of this stuff. You can't. Sorry. Those very people, if they were following Hillary's campaign, would say, wait a minute. I thought you couldn't. Hillary Clinton said you can't hack an election. You can't rig it. You can't collude. She said that's not possible. How is all of a sudden, now that Trump lost, that's how he won if she said it couldn't happen? A real person would be thinking, that don't make sense. It's just crazy. That's what's wrong with this country, folks. People are waking up, and this government media doesn't know how to deal with the woke public. And they don't. They don't know how to deal with this woke up people, these people that have woken up. They don't get it. They don't get it. They don't know how to deal with it. You know, the NFL is going in the toilet and they're just letting it go in the toilet. You would think if their ratings are collapsing, you'd want to fix it. I guess they don't want to fix it. They don't want to fix it, do they? No, they don't. They don't get it. And then I don't think they ever will. This is going to be interesting because Kyle Rittenhouse has attorneys and threatens to sue Joe Biden for false white supremacist accusations. I hope it goes through. I hope it does. Lynn Wood, an attorney for the 17-year-old Rittenhouse, threatened to sue former Vice President Joe Biden on Wednesday on behalf of his client for defamation after Biden tweeted a video that identified Rittenhouse as a white supremacist. I want to see it happen. I want to see it happen. But, hey, it's what it is, you know. If he waits, I think he needs to do it. Maybe they're strategically planning when they're going to do it, and when they're going to release it, and when they're going to come after them. And it's going to be very interesting. I hope that they make it national. They try to make something big of it. Biden's being sued. How can he run for president? Because I've heard they're going to try to do that and try to go after the Attorney General Barr and try to do fake impeachments to go after him so that they can make sure that Trump just needs to take that Supreme Court justice and nominate her, period. 100% appoint her to the court and not have this Senate hearing. They're not required. You don't have to do it. Trump, we have your back. Do it. That's crazy. But that's That's what's got to happen in this world. People are waking up, and we need to, Ritter House, you need to get in there. And I don't know, hopefully it's a strategic thing that you're doing. That way, this is the right time. I'd love to, like, on the debate stage, Biden, here's your subpoena. See you in court. But we'll have to wait and see on that one. That'd be so funny. I'm going to move on now because let's say you got some stress and physical tension and life's falling apart, nothing's going right, and you want to have, and you can't afford Buddha Box, how about some sour diesel? It's got some pepper notes, some citrus notes, some herbal notes. It's good. Acapulco Gold, that's good too. East Coast Sour Diesel, really good for like stress. Acapulco Gold, yeah. That's one thing I'd love to do is try some of those old strains, some of like, I may have had them. I mean, back in the day when you're using it for pain and stuff and not realizing it, it just, you wonder like what you had, because back, see, sometimes I miss the olden days where like you got whatever you got, you know, and you don't think about it now because I don't, but back then I'm like, now I know, okay, I was trying to get relief. You know, and you sit there and like, what the heck? And it was for relief. I mean, back then people think, oh, you're just trying to get hydrogen. When you're pain free, it helps. And you know, I've never really drank coffee and cannabis. I'm gonna have to try that someday down the road. The wake and bake or whatever, I never did that. That'd have to be an uplifting strain where I'm actually being able to function so I can get stuff done, which most strains I can. But some of the funky, skunky strains, or some of this old 90s stuff are making big comebacks. It's kind of nice, you know. But I'm going to thank you so much for tuning in. You know, think for yourself, you know. Don't let people think for you. Don't believe cannabis is deadly. Try it for yourself. And you'll see it's safe as they say, and it's not a curse. And that's what you got to do. Do it for yourself. See. Okay. Talk to someone. I got to get a bunch of work done. I got to watch some stuff later, but talk to an expert. Find out what's going on. Learn. That way you know. Okay, yeah, that's the problem. You're taking an indica, and for you, it's putting you in the couch, and you want to be up and going. You want to, okay, so if you want to be energetic, Acapulco Gold, Sour Diesel, Durban Poison, that's a real good for, you know, Northern Cheese Haze. You know, you wanna take a crash, Northern Lights. Northern Lights and Big Bud is a good crasher. Sam Squinch is really good. There's a, and okay, you got a migraine, this, okay, I would do probably an indica because it will help, you know, and ask someone. Don't just, okay, if you've never played a guitar before, You're going to see 50 million. What kind of strings should I get? I have no idea. I've never played. I'm new. Be that stupid person that doesn't know anything and say, hey, teach me. I want to know. What should I, you know, because like when I got an amp set, I like jazzy kind of stuff. Like a speaker was blown. So I got this jazzy amp. So I got this like Fender Squire amp for like $30 or something at a pawn shop. Not much. So like 30 bucks. I think I paid more for the amp. I think I paid more for the speaker than the amp. But I'm like, it was blown and there's something wrong with it because it's not playing. So but I got the speaker and I'm like, sweet. And he goes, and that's the first question, what kind of music do you want to play? And that's the thing. You get people that don't realize that, okay? This may be the best-selling pickup, but if you don't play that style of music, if you're not into metal, then that pickup is not for you. You're into jazz, okay, this way you want to get a P90 pickup or, you know, whatever the case may be. And that's the thing with cannabis. What symptoms do you have? And what kind of, and there's actually I'm interested in looking into this DNA where they can say it can help you pick the perfect strain for your endocannabinoid system. It'd be interesting to do that and see, let me try this and does it really, I didn't like the way, no, if that's not paired perfect, no, I, you know, it'd be kind of interesting, you know, to see, man, that's awesome, man, I just need to buy this now because I feel great, but, you know, or what? It's kind of interesting to see what would actually really happen if, like, you get the strain based on your DNA. If it, you know, if you would notice, or if maybe it's doing something great for the endocannabinoid system in your body, but you're not noticing it, you know? I'm going to move on now to the English Premier League and what a nightmare we have going on there with United. I honestly truly believe that we're gonna have the players we have, and that's what we're gonna have. We're gonna be done. I don't think we're gonna get Jadon Sancho. I don't think we're gonna. There are people coming out that there's a 70% chance that Jadon Sancho won't join United. And if we're not getting Jadon Sancho, I don't know. We're not going to get anybody else. And I guess Sancho's looking at possibly trying to force a move and say, hey, you. But supposedly there is talk. There's two camps on this one. Camp one is saying from Sky Sports that United bid has been rejected. And then there's other people are saying, United haven't even put in a bid yet for Jadon Sancho, and they're going to do this. And supposedly talk today that Jadon Sancho is finally going to force a move and say, hey, I'm not going to, here's my slip. I want to leave. You take and accept. I'll sit on the bench. I'll refuse to play, whatever. I mean, if we don't get Sancho, I don't think we're getting anybody. I really don't think we will get, and then and anyone they would get is going to be a desperation signing. Yeah, I'll tell you the story later. It's here. Oh, yeah. Came to the door. And I was freaking out. Okay. But yeah. But hey. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, wait a minute here, folks. If we don't get Sancho, I don't think we're getting. And anyone they are going to get, Moussa Dembélé, if Barcelona don't want him, why are we going to? Oh, they're not good enough to help Barcelona or Real Madrid win a Champions League, so you can have them. If they're being tossed away, why would we want Barcelona sloppy seconds? I'm just throwing that out there. Now, if he's a top player, you're like, yeah, we've got too many. He ain't gonna get game time. We'll let you have him. I mean, we take him in a heartbeat, but he ain't going to get game time. And, you know, and he's okay to move, and he's, you know, and, okay, we'll put a buyback clause in there. Sure. If you want to buy him back, if you finally find out that you can use him in a year, okay. If a team, if like Barcelona or Real Madrid don't want him anymore, yeah, they're past their prime. They're not going to be able to play. They're not Champions League caliber material. And they, but I think Jadon Sancho should have, if he really wants, because he's admitted he wants to be here. Put in a transfer request. And Ali, you can tell, he's furious. Like, he's like, okay, I want signings, not this crap. We need to try to find someone to sign really quick at the last minute. The board and Ed Woodward are like college kids that forgot to study or read anything until the night before, and they're up all night trying to cram for an exam that they didn't study for when they had a whole month to study for it. And they're like trying to, what can we do? We need to try to buy. Please come here. Please, we need signings. We promised all these kids. Please come. I know it's last minute, but it's one of those things. Yes, I know you've never played football, but we'll teach you. Yeah, it's one of those things. I just don't understand. How can you be Ollie out when he's not the problem? Let put it like this. Let's get Jadon Sancho. Let's get Ndidian. Let's get Jamie Vardy. Let's get Donny van de Beek. Let's get, in case we need him, let's get Gareth Bale. Why not? What the heck? Let's get all these players in here. Let's get rid of all the deadwood. Stack United with a great team on the field and an amazing bench. And if Ollie doesn't turn the team around and the players don't start playing like $1 million almost every game, because you're going to have bad days, then you can sit there and say, guess what, folks? Ollie out now, because the board backed him. They gave him every player he wanted. He put in a transfer request for like 10 players in the transfer window. The top 5 players we gave him. And the 4 players he wanted gone are gone. Okay? Any manager would die to have Jadon Sancho. Okay? Here we go, folks. Guess what? He fails. Then it's on the players and him. But Ollie out, no. Ollie's not the problem. How can you, and basically without being too blunt, he's basically come out and been like, they're not backing me at all, so. It's just sad. I mean, and I'll be, if we get Jadon Sancho, I'll be happy and pissed. I'll be happy that we got Jadon Sancho, but I'll be pissed at, why did it take this long? Why didn't they do something sooner? Why didn't they? Now, if they're going to get him for like $70 million, then okay, then it was worth the wait for the,
what they're thinking.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. They said, we want $100 million, 110 or so million euros for him, and we're not going to budge. Sorry, take it or leave it. And it's not going to happen. Well, it's not going to be transfer as usual because COVID-19, but then every other team is spending, and every other team is buying players left and right and spending and transferring and doing, and what are we? One Johnny van de Beek. Just got about 3 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you go to the conversation page, I posted a bunch. There's a PayPal link. Kyle's Conversations, PayPal, look it up. Donate, help me out. Thank you so much for tuning in. I just wish, I don't know how you can be all out when he's not, when, yeah, would Zidane really, Zinedine Zidane could turn the team around, yes, to an extent, to the player's abilities. But you get an injury, and you have, and he, and Zinedine Zidane has to play the Deadwood. Ashley Lund, you know, Phil Jones, get out there. He's going to only be able to take the team so far. Alex Ferguson was using every trick in the book and everything he could to keep that team, and it needed a full rebuild. And but guess what, folks? Ollie's not being backed. No manager's been backed. Dave Moyes said he wasn't backed. Van Gaal said he wasn't backed. Mourinho said he wasn't backed. And Ollie's basically admitted he's not being backed. And, but it's Ollie's fault. He's doing the best thing he can with the players. And I've seen some Manchester United with Ollie that reminds me of the olden days. The 99 team, the class of 92. Terry Sheringham and Gary Pallister and Andy Cole and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and the great. I've seen that on the pitch. If he gets the right players, he'll turn that team around if they spend money. So remember, folks, think for yourself. And with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Tuesday, good night all, and God bless you all. Goodbye.